Now getting a chance to speak with former Audubon Wheeler and Iowa State Cyclone Nick Fett. Nick getting a chance to sign a free agent contract with the Minnesota Vikings. Nick, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I guess what was the whole process like? I know you thought you maybe had a chance to get drafted in the draft, and I'm sure you've had contact with folks throughout this whole ordeal. How has that kind of played out for you?
Nothing like I thought it was going to. There was chatter there that I might get picked up late or might not, and I ended up not getting picked up and had an offer to go to the Cardinals as a free agent signee as well. And they're like, you got 5 minutes to decide. And there was still 20-some picks left in the draft. So I didn't end up taking it because of the Cowboys calling and saying that they might pick me up late. And neither of those happened. So it's kind of a roller coaster, but I signed a deal this morning with the Vikings to go play there. So I'm just fine with that as well.
Did I guess when that played out there at the end of the draft, were you at all concerned, or do you think you would still have an opportunity to get latched on somewhere?
It was about 50-50. I thought I didn't know what was going to happen for sure, but I knew that I was I had mini camp offers, if anything else, and I tried out to get into college football. And so my attitude was just like, I tried out to do that. Might as well try out to get in the NFL. So I was ready for that option, but that thankfully didn't have to do it that way.
I know this has to be really gratifying for you. As you mentioned, you were a walk-on there at Iowa State. Of course, went on to have a very successful career. Got some accolades last year and get to start all games for the Cyclones. This has to feel really rewarding to be able to get to this point.
Yeah, for sure it does.
I was going to ask you, too, about that connection with Audubon, coming from a small town in southwest Iowa. Did you ever have in the back of your mind the possibility that you could fulfill dreams like this?
No. Not really. I wasn't recruited at all by, schools bigger than D3 or NAIA. So I came to Iowa State to do the agriculture route and just say, hey, I might as well try out for the team and see what happens. And if it happens, great. If it doesn't, I'll just be a college kid and make the team. And here I am. So it's been a crazy road. There's been a lot of twists and turns along the way, but I'm here and ready to roll.
Yeah, obviously a lot of that is due to your own personal work and effort. Anybody in particular along the way, either from Audubon or Iowa State, that you want to point out that was very helpful to you?
My parents. My parents supported me or were behind me the whole way and believed I could do it and stuff and play here. And my stepdad just kept always saying, you're going to play in the NFL one day, maybe, or whatever. He's like, keep your eyes set there. And I just looked at him like he was crazy. Like, that's not going to happen. And it was a good thing that I had to suck up my pride and say, yeah, you're right for once. So it was pretty cool. But, my O-line coach here, Coach Manning, he's unbelievable. The head coach, Matt Campbell, gave me a scholarship after knowing me for 4 minutes. So, it was – both of those guys, the whole coaching staff was great with me, and we have a great relationship. And then the offensive line GA is Jeff Myers, and he's a fantastic guy as well. So I have a lot of friends and family that I all know for a very long time, and they were always with me every step of the way.
And I guess the other thing, too, maybe folks are interested in, this contract that you're signing. What exactly does this provide for you? What are you guaranteed at this point?
Okay, so I'm signing the same contract that the people who are drafted are signing. Basically, the only difference is they got millions of dollars for a signing bonus, mm-hmm. and I didn't.
Okay.
I'm signing this contract, and this is for through fall camp. where a contract is to be renegotiated at that time, whether they keep me on or they cut me. It's up to them. But this is for I'm in rookie mini camp. I'm in OTAs, which is after that, which is just like a kind of like a spring ball in the NFL, and then fall camp. I'm in on that already. So, it's good. It's gonna be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, great opportunity all the way up until the team's making that decision before the season starts. I don't want to keep you too much longer, Nick, but I did want to ask you, too, because you've been kind of a unique part of that situation there at Iowa State. You already mentioned Matt Campbell being very kind to you early on. How did that transition go? How do you think that program is moving?
Well, Coach Campbell and his staff are the best thing that's happened to Iowa State since I've been there. Their strength staff is one of a kind. Iowa State, we've always had a good strength program. Coach Wade comes in and knocks it out of the water. As well as far as difficulty wise, I mean, it's the hardest thing that we've ever done. But he knows what he's doing. There's methods to his madness. And then Coach Manning and the rest of the staff there, they know what they're doing, and they're good at what they do. So, you know, you see them start to fine tune some things in the spring game and get their leg up compared to last year by far. So it should be interesting to see what happens to them this fall.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch, and it'll be a lot of fun to watch your progress as well, Nick. We appreciate you giving us the time to speak with us, and we wish you the best of luck.
All right, thank you.